Welcome to Lunch Without Jer. So it's 1 o'clock right now. Jeremy has a meeting that starts right now.
Yes.
So he couldn't come to the non-revenue generating, non-work related lunch outing.
Right. And we were both like, hey, when he told us, we said, you know, I don't really understand this and I don't think it's a valid excuse. Now, should mention both of us basically make our own schedules.
Right. He's the biggest grown up of the three of us.
Yeah, yeah. He wears like khakis probably from time to time.
A belt every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we don't really understand that.
Right.
Which is why we're upset that he's not here.
It's always based on, I wish he was here. Yes. That's the only reason to be upset.
Yeah, I know.
He would be here if we could.
Yeah.
But he's not, so let's make him feel bad about it.
We will miss his timing and wit. And yeah, let's make him feel bad. Let's talk about all the shit that we want to talk about.
I saw him this last weekend. We spent some time together in Salt Lake City, and we had a great time. Mm-hmm. And when I left him on Sunday, he's like, I'll see you on Tuesday.
Right.
Which is today.
Right.
And in that 24-hour window, some evil mustache swooped in and ruined his schedule.
It was, too, because you know it was someone above him
in
the food chain.
Yeah.
Because if it's someone underneath you and you have a prior engagement, you just go, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, no.
You know, I got to be honest. I actually think I had a meeting come across my desk for today, and I was like, unavailable.
Yeah, that's what you do.
You know what? Some companies, and it's probably most companies, they have a calendar where everyone can see your calendar all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone sends out and goes, oh, looks like everyone's available, I've set a meeting for 1 o'clock on Tuesday.
Right.
And I get why that is. It's very efficient. But I don't want someone knowing where I am all the time.
No, that's insane.
If you want to know, you ask me. Don't.
Yeah. Well, but if you are in that situation, you just got to think a step or two ahead. You just make a dummy event on your calendar.
Yeah.
When you have a podcast, you just throw that on there. And someone's like, oh, Sam's busy.
Yeah.
I guess we'll schedule for Wednesday.
Do you put podcast or what is like?
No. Appointment.
Appointment.
Just have an appointment.
Just general
offsite appointment.
Generic appointment. And put like make it in green and put like some dollar signs in there or something.
Yeah.
Meeting with client.
Yeah.
Whenever I want to go work out or something the other day, if anybody asks why I'm not available, I say I have PT.
Physical therapy?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't argue with that.
No, you can't.
I had the bike accident, there is, and I did have some legit PT.
Yeah.
I don't do it all the time now, but if I need to do it in the middle of the day, PT.
It's great to have that. And in my line of work, I can just say, I have an appointment.
Yeah.
I'm meeting with a client.
I mean, to be fair, it is really PT. Like going to exercise is
it's
still PT.
It's the same thing.
It's
yeah.
not really therapy, though. It's physical therapy.
Right. No, something. I don't have to tell you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how you been since the last time we had lunch? I mean,
hungry.
Yeah.
Glad we're here again. Fine. How long has it been? Month?
A month. We're on like a once a month loop right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like enough.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Considering we've gone, what did we go? 6 months one time?
It was sad. It was a sad 6 months.
It is hot out. We're under this tent. The air's not moving. I'm overdressed, not in khakis, but
there's a giant fan behind you. Had that been turned on, it would be like,
it'd
be annoying,
right,
but it sure would feel good.
It would.
I went burger at the Wings place here at Fire in the Mountain, and I've never gone burger here before. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Barbecue bacon burger, tots.
Okay. Because the Nashville hot chicken sandwich, I'm usually lukewarm on them.
Yeah.
Nashville lukewarm chicken sandwich, but this was probably the best one I've ever had.
Spicy or mid-spicy?
Yeah, medium.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what the kids are saying? Mid.
I said medium.
Oh, yeah. But not mid.
No, I have a friend who has like a 10-year-old who's now starting to say these things, and she's going, whatever. And the friend is like, yeah, oh, yeah, you got Riz. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Don't talk to your daughter that way. She's not going to respect you.
That's right.
Riz,
you're trying
shut
so,
up.
You're trying so hard.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
The whole thing is just, I look at her and like, ugh. What is wrong with you?
These are the same like 45-year-old women that bedazzle their jeans because they're like, I am hip and I'm cool. And I bought this at Young Miss or whatever the place is that they would shop.
Even though no one hip nor cool has ever actually done that.
No.
Is there a greater universal sign of an unsound mind than the bedazzled jeans with the little, the seams that are like white? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're like country jeans.
Yeah.
You look at that, you see that, and you just go, nope, nope.
I just want to go why. This goes to something we talked about before we hopped on camera, hopped on mic, is, first of all, it's none of my business, but also I just want to understand what led you to this decision. I'm curious.
Not good parenting.
It's morbid curiosity, kind of, but I just want to get it.
Well, like with the jeans, no, it can't be a conscious decision. I mean, it is a conscious decision, but they just look at the jeans and just go, well, yeah, this is what's good. The thing we have where we're like, that. Or, like, if you're walking around with a lizard, like, these are, like, terrifying things for a human being to do. They don't have that in their brain. It's broken.
Yeah.
Many people's brains are broken. That's the thing, too. I was talking about this the other day. I use you as an example all the time. The way I set that up sounds bad, but it's actually good. Because many people, many of the narcissists I know, and unfortunately there are a lot, have this thing where they will just keep talking, and it doesn't matter if anyone's engaged or what they do. They just talk because they like hearing themselves talk. And there's an alarm in a normal person's brain where as they're talking or telling a story, after a certain amount of time passes, the alarm goes, okay, are these people engaged? Is this good for anybody else? Are they interested? Whatever. These people, the alarm is broken. Yours is a very sensitive alarm.
Hmm.
You're the only person I know who, in the midst of a story, you've done this multiple times, stop and just look around and go, is this interesting to anyone right now?
Because you don't want to be boring or out of touch, or even if it is engaging, if someone's like checking their watch, you're like, I'm not reaching you. I don't want you to be annoyed. Also, I realize I've been talking for an abnormal amount of time without it being back and forth. I feel like I'm just telling you shit instead of talking.
Yeah. Which is that realization or thought, I feel like, is the foundation for good communication.
Right.
Sometimes because I get uncomfortable, I go too hard the other way. Most people listening to this podcast wouldn't believe this, but if I'm in a normal conversation, I won't answer questions in depth because I'm like, but then tell me about you, you know?
Right.
And then when you don't give enough, that can be awkward too. It's way better than the other way.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's pretty accurate. But yeah, I think you're right. The people have, there's a switch in their head. Maybe there's, if you look in the back of electronics, sometimes there's multiple dip switches, like on or off. And you have to have the right sequence to have perfection, whatever the thing is in this electrical chain.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. So if you look on some electronics, it's like
what?
Ones and zeros, right? It's binary. And so you turn it on for certain functionality of certain electrical pieces of equipment.
Like a race car? Like what kind of electrical?
I couldn't really come up with a good example.
Something in a control room, probably.
Something,
right?
Yeah, with what I do for a living, something that you would have in your home. Take a box fan and you open it up, there's not a dip switch in there. But things that have, when that's all computers are obviously based on binary ones and zeros, right? So this is more of a inline electrical engineering ones and zeros dip. It's called a dip switch.
Okay.
Anyway. In order to get from A to Z, you have to have a certain sequence as a human being to get there successfully, right? And you might stumble along the way. But we're talking about these people that certain parts of their brain just don't click in a way that resonates with everybody else.
Yeah.
And when you see that person, you might go, that person is weird. And it's too much of a blanket statement. But I want to understand why they're weird, what makes them weird. Or am I weird because I'm not weird?
Mm.
Or less weird. Everybody's weird in their own way.
Yes.
But the grown up and or working level person that has the face tattoo or the blue hair or the aggressive piercings or the dirty shirt or the whatever it is that I see and I go, man, how's that working out for you? I just want to understand how you got to that decision. I'm just curious about it. And if your alignment is off on how you make choices, that feels like too easy of an explanation, but maybe they're like, this is just how I live, man.
Yeah.
And good for you for doing whatever it is you want to do. And it's also none of my business. I always start with, it's none of my business, but I just want to know.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. When you're wearing a face mask and you're walking outside, I just want to know, what is in your head while you're doing that?
Well, they're doing their part, Derek.
Right. They're wearing their Democrat MAGA hat is the face mask.
They're flattening the curve.
Yes.
All right?
Still.
No, 4 years in, we're still flattening the curve. We're trying our best.
I want to get it. And it's none of our business. It's just for us to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, so there's a great Instagram account where they basically just do man on the street interviews with really rich people.
Yeah.
And he's just like, it's like this 20-year-old guy. He's really good at it. He's just like, hey, what do you do for a living? How do you make your money? Like, it's kind of interesting. He'll just stop people. We need to do that for weird people, for face tattoos.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, just real quick, why do you have a face tattoo? And you're right. It's going to be hard to get to the truth because most of them are just going to say just how I am.
Yeah,
but that's not what I'm asking.
Right.
Explain how you are.
The people I know in my life, and I use that word or that phrase loosely, that have those symptoms, let's say, I know what the backstory is as to why they are the way they are.
Yeah. It's always real supportive parents, good upbringing.
Yep. Good academic resume, hardcore athletics.
Yeah.
And I mean, it seems obvious. Maybe it's not obvious, but also they don't want to do whatever the thing is that they want to do. How badly are you trying to be different versus you just are different?
Okay, so that's interesting because on its face, I would think that's kind of cool. If you're just like, you know, there's so many social pressures and we just operate on this momentum and a lot of it does make sense. Right. So if like something doesn't make sense and you can just be like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's kind of cool. But the problem is these people we're talking about, the blue hairs, the face tattoos, they're not like saying, oh, I'm not going to be part of a group. Yeah, you are. It's just a different group.
Right. So, it's like punk. Like a punk is to be different. Yeah, but you're with all the other punks, and right. So now you're in a punk movement where everyone's doing and dressing and listening to the same music.
Right.
So you are part of a group.
Yeah.
Now, all that being said, when I was younger, like I did ripped jeans and long hair and earrings. Like I did all these things that my hardcore military dad was like, oof. That's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Did you ever go goth?
No, I didn't go that far. I mean, I was into the music, but I wasn't necessarily into, like, the look insofar as I still had to go to school and I still had to do certain things.
Yeah.
But I really liked being a little bit whatever, and I just grew out of it.
No, that's what you do. You try things on. You know, you try different looks on, different things. And going goth, though, I never did that either. That was a commitment back in the day.
Well, the tattoo, obviously, is permanent, right? So don't do any, as I tell my kids, like, if you want to express yourself, whatever, I do shamefully point out some things. I'm like, just don't do that.
Sure.
Don't put neck tattoo, face tattoo. You can grow your hair long. You can get an earring. You can wear dumb clothes. Fine. Everybody does it. Right. But when you're 25 and you're like, how can I get a job? There's a woman I've seen on Instagram a couple times, like, face tattoo. I think she has a devil tattooed on her, not Adam's apple, but whatever it is on a woman, on Eve's porch, whatever. It's not really a thing.
Apple on her.
But I think she has a devil tattooed on her neck, big giant hoop nose earring. And she's like, I did not get a job interview at TJ Maxx today, and I'm fired up about it. And she genuinely, I think, doesn't understand why people don't want her representing their product.
Wow. You don't think she's playing into it?
It's hard. I mean, I've seen it enough times that she looks. She looks genuine. I also could be, because everything's a fucking lie now anyway.
Yeah.
So sure it is just for clicks, but.
But the story is true,
right?
In some way, that story is true, that this person is out there that can't get this job because of what they've done to themselves. Yeah.
But every job interview you've ever had, even when you went to Coldstone that you worked for one day.
Oh, Christ.
You still tucked your shirt in. You may have at least brushed your hair or combed your hair that day. Like you made a small amount of effort so that when you walked in, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
If you come in there with a fuck you tattoo on your forehead, you're probably not going to get the interview.
Coldstone, I might have. Yeah. But yeah, everything else is fine. Yeah, I didn't prepare though. They sent me home with homework.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to learn the first three songs. I remember hearing him say that. And he like sent me home with a binder and I just promptly forgot about it and just didn't do it.
Yeah.
And then I got there. He's like, all right, sing the songs for me. This is like the first day. Yeah. Anyway, that's an aside. I didn't last long.
I know, but that you're not supposed to last long. You're not supposed to have that job.
You're supposed to last a little longer than I
for more than 8 minutes.
Yeah.
What was the best/longest like shitty job you ever had?
Shitty job. I haven't had nothing fun. I mean, the worst job I've ever had was actually right after I stopped working for you.
Oh,
100%,
yeah.
100%. It was like corporate America, Denver Tech Center.
Yeah. But you even said at the time, you're like, it probably isn't even really that good of an idea, but I have to try it.
Yeah,
I have to just know what it was. I just can't stay. You're not meant to stay in the job you're at for more than a 3 Mississippi, right? Like, you're not, my boss once told me, like, you're not meant to be someone's assistant your entire life. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be.
So you got to sort of swing the bats, and it might be a good situation. It might not be, but even then, it might get you to the next place.
If you were still working for me, however 10 years ago that was or whatever it was, your life would be in a dramatically different place than it was if you went around like, well, I did this other thing. I hated it, so I did another thing.
Right.
And you did 3 or 4 more things, and then you ended up here. And you bought lunch today.
I did.
Back in the day, you weren't buying lunch.
On the business card. Oh, I was not. No. I had nothing. If I were still working for you, I'd 100% be a cigarette smoker.
Mm.
I just know that like that would be in my – I'd be like going outside to take smoke breaks just because I had never – you know, the energy has to go somewhere.
Right.
And if it's not going to, like, achieve anything, which it was a good job at the time, but not a 38, almost-year-old man job.
You're not 40 yet, are you?
No, I'm going to be 38 in November.
Oh.
Feels very old. Very old. It's middle age.
You have a 40 plan, like, in your head? Like, when you hit that age, it's a landmark where you go, I hope I'm here in life. I hope I've achieved this. I hope I have this much money. Mm-hmm. And then at my turn 40... I'm now my dad's age, and I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah, none of the first stuff. Okay. I actually, the more and more I've gotten into my current career, People are very big on like goal setting and tracking your numbers, because what you track is what can grow, and you know what you need to do if you want to get from there to here and all this shit. And I've just become very, very comfortable with not setting goals, not tracking numbers, not having a budget. As long as there's money in the account, it's fine in terms of business stuff. It seems to work better for me that way. I don't know why.
If you never set a goal, you'll never fail.
That's probably what it is. But then I did have a thing. I had this pipe dream for the 40th birthday. I don't think I'm going to do it because it's insane. But I want to do it at some point. I want to take a sailing trip across the Pacific.
Wow.
To the Marquesas. This is like the most remote island chain in the world.
Okay.
There's a Crosby, Stills, and Nash song basically about this. And I want to do that.
Nice.
And randomly, a guy showed up in my feed. The algorithm got me.
Yep.
Who was doing this very thing. Solo trip. I don't sail. So yeah. I'd like hire someone. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But he was doing it by himself. And he made it.
Wow.
Yeah. Wild.
It's interesting how something gets stuck in your head like that. Like,
yeah.
I remember one time I got obsessed with this idea of going to Bora Bora. Like, the next time I take a vacation or whatever, that's where I'm going.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why. I was obsessed with it, and I went, and it was awesome. But everyone's like, well, why do you want to go there? And I go, I don't know. Why do you want to do the sailing thing?
That's awesome.
I don't know. I don't know. In your brain.
Seems cool, yeah.
Stuck in there, and like, I'm doing that thing.
So where is Bora Bora?
It's down,
down
in
there.
Fiji. It's like in that general area.
There.
Like, French Polynesia, it's the most amazing place you've ever seen in your entire life. I think Colin Jost went there for the Tahitian surfing something.
Okay.
And his assignment back to NBC was really funny. He did like a correspondence thing on surfing, but he's like, I scratched my leg on coral and now I have sepsis. And like, he had all these injuries and sicknesses and whatever, but the video of the place is undeniably the most beautiful place you've ever seen in time.
Wow. So what did you do? You stay in a hotel or what?
Scuba diving, riding bikes, drinking beer, swimming in the ocean. Hamburger, I remember hamburger was $25 and this was 20 years ago.
Whoa.
Very expensive.
Whoa.
But it's isolated. I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere. French Polynesia, Bora Bora, and then I did a couple days in Moorea. But it was amazing.
Uh-huh.
That was it. That's it.
Language?
French.
French.
French. French Polynesia. Did
a lot of them speak English?
Most of them do, yeah. All you need to know is l'addition, s'il vous plaît. You need to ask for the bill.
Oh.
Merci beaucoup.
I learned that in Italian when we were there. Okay. Oh.
You'll need to know a couple phrases. And if you try, like everyone fucking speaks English. Right. If you make an attempt to learn, like when we went to Belgium and we went to the Netherlands, we learned a couple phrases to make it look like we were trying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, it's cool. We speak English.
Yeah.
And then we just move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of French, the Olympics
in
Paris right now. What's your take?
I enjoyed everything I saw. I thought the NBC coverage was fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Over the top, like great storytelling. I really enjoyed like the men's gymnastics. I watched this whole section. I think because I was just bored on the couch and I watched for like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They told great stories about all the guys on the team.
Yeah.
The opening ceremonies was janky.
It was weird on boats.
It was on boats was different, and the rain doesn't help.
Yeah.
What was your take on the weird like hedonistic? They had that like Last Supper rendition with the guy, the trans blue guy, and the super heavy Jesus character. Yep. And
I saw people complaining about it. I saw people complaining about the people complaining about it. And actually, that's really the one I saw was the people complaining about the people complaining. And I just went, nope. Nope, right. I do not have to investigate this any further. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. People were outraged, as they get.
Yeah.
Like, no one's like, I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
That doesn't go anywhere. Outraged, how dare you insult the entire Christian religion? You're not commenting on any other religions.
Right.
It blasphemy and blah, we're going to march on the... And I think the organizer came out and was like, well, I wasn't trying to offend you. We just trying to do something French and spectacular, and we did that. And so if you're offended, we're sorry. But and so I watched it and I was like, well, I didn't care for it, but I wasn't offended. I'm also not a Christian.
Was it really like the Last Supper?
Well, yeah, the layout was that way, and then the Jesus figure in the middle was the DJ, I believe, which is a huge heavy set lesbian that had like the aura of light coming out, and then there was a blue transgender guy that was dancing, and there's a penises and testicles hanging out according to some photographs, which I did not see. It was like a hedonistic little slop fest.
I
watched it. I was like, I don't care about it.
Right.
I'm certainly not offended by it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was good.
Right.
So who cared? And also then they would cut away to, here's the Moroccan boat going down and the athletes waving, and then they would cut back to the weird dancing. So who cares?
That's so bizarre.
What is wrong with just turn it off if you don't like it?
Yeah.
Just turn it off.
Yeah.
Change your channel. Watch something else.
And that's what the right, the political right has been saying for the longest time. Oh, are you offended? Oh, does it hurt your feelings? But then when they get something, they the same shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to weaponize our Christianity and march and protest. And no, you're not.
Yeah.
You say you will. You won't.
Right. You won't do any of that. No. You'll write on Facebook. Yeah. That's it.
Right. God. So the thing I'm becoming more and more of an old curmudgeon-y guy is with stuff like that is I don't believe anything. I want to kind of know what's out there, mm-hmm. but I don't believe it. Mm. I like to talk about it. And yeah. I find it interesting, but I don't think it's true.
You don't believe like anything?
A lot of these things that we're talking about, which is like headlines or one piece of video that was taken to try to get you weaponized in mm-hmm. one direction, it's rarely, if ever, true from what I can tell.
Yeah.
But the video is real. It was just taken from away, or if it's of one thing, or if you were on Twitter, you would think that the entire country of England is being overthrown by immigrants right
totally,
now.
Totally, yeah.
Is that happening?
Probably not.
I don't know, but I think that we would be talking about it, or it would be on the news if London has fallen or Birmingham has fallen.
Right.
I'm sure there's some shit.
Right.
But I told you, I went to New York City when all the things were going on about all the protests and the sit-ins and the whole cities being overwhelmed, and I went to those locations. It's fine. God, so with my own eyes, I'm like, that's not the narrative that's being spun.
Right.
So it's not true.
Yeah.
But I do believe it's happening. Just it's not.
It is true, but it's not true the way they're saying it.
It's not true the way they're saying it.
Yeah.
But I think that philosophy applies to everything.
Yep.
The presidential race, mm-hmm. The anger towards any LGBTQ people, like. There's people that don't like them. There's people that are like them too much. And then everybody else is in the middle where like, hey, if you're cool, you're cool.
Yeah,
I think most people.
I think that's almost everybody now. I don't think anybody's mad except like 19 guys in a hotel somewhere.
Nobody's mad about anybody. When was the last
time? Kind of not. Yeah.
When was the last time you even saw somebody be mad at somebody else?
Right.
Throw a punch, argue, yell.
I saw a mad guy yesterday. It was bizarre. Hmm. So I was parked making a phone call before I had to pick my kids up. And he's comes up on the street and he's like, they're going up to a stop sign and there's people in front of him and he yells, get the fuck out of my way. Mm. So I looked over and he's just yelling at the cars in front of him who are stopped at the stop sign. Mm. And he's in a beat up Honda Civic. The window's open and he's like pouring out a beverage out of the window. I think it was a beer. Mm. And I just I just looked over at him when he's doing this, I kind of just naturally grinned into the little "ee," you know, like "ee," and then he saw me do it, and so he just gives me the look like, "Oh yeah, real funny, huh?" And I just looked. I was kind of like not looking. Then I looked back, and I was like, "I don't know."
Let's give him a wave.
Yeah,
have a good day.
I. But then I'm like, weird shit like that keeps happening to me, and I'm like, at what point do I like roll down the window and go, "Bad day," you know? Like, what do you do here?
You engage somehow?
Yeah, because I usually don't engage.
Right.
But now I'm wondering, am I supposed to engage? Is that why this shit keeps... No?
I don't know. I would engage only because I weirdly have this thing of, that person's behavior sucks.
Yes.
No one is correcting that behavior.
Right.
It's certainly not my job to do that. But, like, if no one else is doing it, I'm going to say, hey, stop doing that, or shut up, or fuck you, or like...
Calm down.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, part of me feels like I have to intervene.
Me too.
When it has nothing to do with me whatsoever.
That's the thing.
And it's never really turned out poorly, so I just keep doing
it. Okay, interesting, because I never do it. Because I'm like, I got shit to do. This is not my job to correct your behavior.
Right.
But now I'm kind of starting to wonder, like...
Calm down.
It keeps happening, and yeah, don't even say calm down.
Right.
Here's another one that happened yesterday. A little different. Happened at the gym, Planet Fatness, a gym to which I'm embarrassed to be a member. At the gym. Over at the, they don't even have a full bench. It's like the Smith, you know, the fake one.
Yep.
So they support, whatever. There's like 9 of those in a row. And I went up to one that was empty. And when it started getting it ready, and then I hear next to me, he just goes, this guy just goes, right here. And I look up and he's like, right here. And he kind of motioned to it like that was his.
Okay.
And I was like, is this the one you were using? He goes, yeah. And I was like, no big deal. And so I went to another one that was open. But then I looked back, there was no weight on the bar or anything or like anything. So it kind of made me feel weird where I was like, what? I should have said something like, why go use another one or something like that. And I didn't. But then I was like, maybe he like brought the bench over. Just, I don't know. Then he set a phone up and started recording himself.
Oh, he's one of those guys. Yeah.
But I was just like, that was just weird. I'm sure he had a good reason to say it, but I feel like I should have questioned it.
Yeah.
But just naturally, I just like, no big deal. I'll go to the next one. Clearly, this is yours.
Right. What if he would have said, hey, man, what the fuck? Instead of going, oh, excuse me, or right here.
Right.
Like, if he would have been aggressive to start the relationship with you, you might have done it differently.
Right.
Like, he's like, what the fuck? Be like, well, you're clearly not using it. Like, you may have reacted differently, but
totally.
If people, I think, extend a modicum of courtesy to you, even if you don't agree with what they're doing, you'll give that same amount back.
Totally.
If they're a dick, you might equal their dickness.
Yeah.
It's the people that have the, like, incongruence, or maybe that's not the right word, like the
it's a good word.
The lack of, like, way I reacted was way different than what it warranted. Mm-hmm. That's when a problem arises. I'm saying I don't think that happens very often.
No, I agree. And it seems like the way to ensure you have the most power in the situation is when you're greeted with aggression to remain calm.
Yeah.
Especially if you can remain humorous.
Right.
That's the best. Yeah. That's the word I'm talking about. We're just like, bad day?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and eye contact. Eye contact really works because it's like, I'm not going anywhere, but I'm also not mad at you.
That's true.
Maybe you will just calm down.
I like that one.
Because really everyone just wants to get along and calm down, right? Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the last time I saw someone throw a punch or throw something.
That's
or
true.
Unless they were like drunk or like a homeless guy got a tantrum, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
If they're fueled by something, that's different.
That happens.
I think generally people are just fine.
So
stop trying to tell me how bad everything is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then you can look at it. I kind of believe this. I kind of don't. I don't believe it's like a coordinated thing. But like when people say, well, whoever they is, benefit from us being mad at each other. I think there's something to that if we're like constantly, there's a new thing every day that's the outrage thing.
Right.
And then we have to kick that back and forth about whether it's worth being mad about or not. And then,
yeah.
But like, that is kind of a distraction from the fact that you and I were talking off mic, like everything's $1 trillion right now.
Hmm.
Like, isn't that the real problem that people are having a tough time? Even people who make a lot of money, it's hard to like buy a house.
Right.
I don't know.
But you did a great job of explaining to me what the current financial situation is in this country, because that's part of your job. You need to know, you're paid to know, it benefits you to know. So you explain it to me in a way that I didn't understand beforehand. Now I feel like I have a little grasp on it and it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So the people that are just upset because their thing is too expensive, don't understand why. They just know that in this moment I can't buy a house and I want a house and I'm mad about it.
Right.
But it's not that easy. And so to understand the why is important. If you just want to be mad, then you're just going to be mad. And there's no getting around. I'm going to go get a tattoo instead.
Yes.
Okay, well, that doesn't help you.
It's an easier emotion to process, the anger, right? You can just be mad and then, like, you feel good in a way by being mad because you're mad at something.
And it never serves you. Like, when I get upset or sad, but mostly upset, what I usually do is I drown my sorrows in a bowl of ice cream. And at the end of that ice cream, I feel terrible because I've eaten too much and I feel shitty. And I go, that did not serve me. I try to do something immediate, get into the yummy phase like I'm a child to satisfy what I'm feeling. And it did until 1 second after I stopped eating it. And then I was like, oh, that was a terrible idea.
And we know that end point is going to be there. Like, we don't forget. We know it's there at the end. But yeah, we keep doing it.
Right.
Every time.
But
not every time.
Apply that to your life. Like, if you're sad in life or your work and you purposely sabotage shit over and over again, there's got to be something in your brain that goes, I'm not going to do that again. It's like being hungover, amongst other reasons, is a reminder for me to not get drunk again.
Right.
And so if you're like, no, I'm going to get drunk again. In fact, I'm going to get drunker. Or I'm going to eat ice cream again today, even though it made me feel shit. It's that cycle that I don't understand. Again.
Well, but I do get drunk again.
Again.
Even when I'm hungover, I know that I'm like, I'm going to do this again.
But not the next day. That's the thing. It's like, I feel like shit. I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah.
It's the people that either don't feel that way, or they fight through it, or their drama is so bad. They're like, I don't fuck it. Just fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get another tattoo. I'm going to get another this. I'm going to... That self-sabotage... Everybody does it. Do you do it as a one or an eight?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I know. That's why I ate a salad last night so I could hit the burger today.
I ate a burger last night, so I had a salad today and a fried chicken sandwich.
And it was good.
I'm trying to beef up.
Are you?
I feel like getting into middle age, I need to put a little more weight on. Because you know when you go, when you get the old there, that's when you get frail.
Yeah.
So I don't want to waste away to nothing.
Weight training. Jeb and I talk about this all the time. The number one thing for people my age and older is weight training.
Weights. Yeah.
Cardio is fine.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Sure.
You got to lift weights.
Yeah.
And you know, preferably heavy-ish weights.
Right.
But yeah. So would you, like, if you could put on 10 pounds of muscle, wouldn't that be great?
I've tried before and I've done it before. And then I stopped doing all of the things that it takes to do that and it just went away. So yeah, I don't know.
It's a gift, man. Being thin.
No, yes, and I'm not complaining. It is definitely better than like fat as fuck, and can't stop.
Yeah.
Because that is a problem for some people too. But yeah. Yeah, no, weights for sure. I know. Yeah, but I've been doing weights for a long time. I don't know. But then also, it's like, I feel like protein is really, almost overhyped right now. People are like, you got to eat 200 grams a day. Do you really? Is that that's it?
I will tell you from recent experience that, again, later in life, that is more important than earlier in life. So especially if you're a woman, the amount of protein you have in your diet changes your hormones quite a bit. So if you're dealing with lady stuff, the protein actually really matters. Yeah. You're not trying to put on weight. You're just trying to bounce shit out. The protein actually is super valuable.
Do you think carbs are going to have another moment in the sun, though? I feel like
it depends, though, because carbs a lot of times is just sugar, and your body doesn't need that much sugar.
Totally. But then this one doctor was making an argument, it doesn't need that much protein either. And you can only absorb this much, and then so the rest has to go somewhere. So where does it go?
Maybe. I mean, fat is the most efficient. Fuel? Is it efficient? Maybe that's not the right word. Like, it's the densest form of energy, but it takes the longest to get to.
Right.
So your body will go to like simple sugars and whatever first and gets to the fat later.
Yeah.
So weirdly, in some of the workouts I talk about, it's like in order to get to the fat, you have to do your diet right. Because if all you do is eat and then cardio, eat and then cardio, you're just doing a cycle. You're never actually getting to the thing you're trying to eliminate.
That's basically keto. Once you cut out all that's the extreme version.
I got to think so, but I'm certainly no expert, only because I would never do any of those things. Yeah. I start down that road and I start to feel good. And then I go, I don't need a philosophy.
I think the feeling good. Yeah, what makes you feel good? Because I've been trying out different diets. One of them I was like, no carbs. And you're like, you might want some of those. And then so I've tried out these different things that are supposed to be like great. And some of them will make me feel worse.
Right.
So I'm like, but maybe I'm not doing it long enough. I don't know.
I mean, how about it? You just go with how do you feel and how do you look?
Yeah.
And if both those things are acceptable or good, right. God forbid, you're probably doing something right for you.
Shitty.
Yeah. Right. If you look bad and you feel bad, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
And you should change everything about yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
And most importantly, wash out all that stupid blue hair or dye out of your hair.
The tattoos cannot come off.
Gone. Okay. Lunch with Jerry. Jerry, we missed you, buddy.
God bless.
Peace.